We're not sponsored by Ozarka. I'm sorry, guys. Hey, welcome back to I'm in Control podcast. I am the Charity.
I'm June Speaks, and I'm sharing the mic.
Oh, Lord. I'm Janae.
I'm Misha.
And then we have a special guest joining us. I think this isn't our first guest. We've had like Joseph and Marcus on. But this is like our first non-family guest. Right. So, you know, hopefully it gets a little spicy. Kamisha, tell them who it is.
All right. This is Ron King. He is a serial business owner. He is an event planner, event curator. Honestly, been the top promoter in the game outside of me. And the male game here in the DFW in Texas, honestly, because I won, you know, top promoter 2018. But other than that, he is Mr. Dallas Peeps, Mr. Party Chaser, Mr. Throne Group. You guys know who it is. He's also a dope Airbnb host. You guys need Airbnb? This is the man. He has several properties and a bunch of other stuff. He just gets to the bag. Welcome, Ron King.
Welcome, Ron, after all of that.
Why did Kamisha bring in her stuff from 20?
That was a real selfish introduction.
Because I'm Kim K. That's what Kim does. Kim will be like, I started it all.
It's 2021 and you're talking about 2018.
It doesn't matter. I'm still, but guess what? Nobody's won after me.
Soulja Boy.
So I'm still, yeah.
Has she had it?
Yes, and I'm still the top.
I don't know. I feel like, who are those new people? Who are the new promoters now? You and Ron probably know.
She's not gonna promote them.
You know what? No. They were. I'm not a hater. They all a lot of them work underneath him, or he's put them on. Okay, so cool.
Look at Ron trying to.
He's not gonna say it, but I mean, a lot of them do. A lot of them do.
Okay. Well, apparently, from our notes, Ron, I found out a lot that I didn't know about you that we're gonna talk to you about today. So
it's good stuff.
Yeah. Fun fact: I did not know that you had children. No, why would I, like, I don't follow him on Instagram. It's not like the kids are at the...
Rude. Why don't you follow him?
Dang, did I do a whole event
for your business?
Well, okay, anyways. Wow. He doesn't bring the kids to the club, so how else would I know?
They're all over Insta.
I think you're really tracking
my KPI. You just wrote something in.
Okay, so how is it being a single dad?
Man, that's like a multifaceted, multi-layered answer. But overall, it's great. You know, that's probably the most fun and the most, emotional process that I've ever been through. You know, it started off, you know, rocky. And, you know, we sometimes put too much into it, overthinking it when, you know, about a year later, you're looking and you're like, why was I even tripping, you know?
Right.
So, you know, yeah, it's overall, it's great, great experience. I feel like, you know, it's, you can't compare it to anything else, especially having boys.
May I ask the age of your children?
9 and 5.
9 and 5.
Mm-hmm. That's perfect age.
Yeah. It's a great age. And may I just commend you for being a dad, inclusive dad that's there for them. Because that's not the story of everyone. There, we have so many, particularly in the African American community, we all know that we have all these single parent homes with which moms are raising boys, and it's very difficult for moms to raise boys to men. So I commend you for being in the lives of your children. And that's that sounds odd, doesn't it, to commend somebody to doing something that they should be doing, but when we find someone that is doing what they should be doing, you should be commended. So I commend you for that.
And he's not forced to be in their lives. Ron chooses to have his kids all the time.
I would hope so.
Yeah, I mean, no, but you know, I'm just piggybacking off what mom said about, you know, a lot of it's a lot of single moms. I mean, realistically.
Yeah.
And then the dads are forced because it's court ordered. That's not the situation. Like, he's like, I'm picking up my kids. You know what I mean? Right. So,
okay, well, this brings up a good point, because some women, like, purposely don't allow men to see their kids out of, like, spite or whatever. How do you feel about that?
Well, it hurts the kid. You know, adults will get over it. You know, I don't have to. You know, in my situation, my oldest son, you know, it's like that. You know, at times, you know, his mom is, for a myriad of different reasons, just can't get over certain things, and it has strained, you know, my relationship with my oldest son to the point where, you know, it, you know, conflict like communication, you know, like I have to go through her, you know, to get to him, and that depends on when she's off work and it, all these other variables that wouldn't be there if he was just, you know, with me or mm-hmm. had a direct line. And I mean, I just, you know, over time, I think too, like I'm a depends on the father, but you know, I don't like confrontation. So like I'm the type to just be like, all right, well, you keep tripping, then I'm just gonna be like, all right, well,
yeah,
you know, you deal with it. But I was wrong for that because, you know, I should have been, you know, a jerk. You know, you gotta get ugly. If somebody being ugly, sometimes you gotta be ugly back to get what you need to get done. I hate to say that, but it's mm-hmm. the truth. You can't be the only one compromising and being nice, and you know, and then expecting something different. You know,
I think it just takes like a whole bunch of maturity. And I've discussed this with some friends of mine just about when it comes to like custody issues, because you have to learn how to separate. Unless the child was truly in harm's way, you have to learn how to separate the relationship that you had with the father or the mother of your child and then the relationship that you have with your child. Because he's right. At the end of the day, his son's going to want to know, did you fight for me? Mm-hmm. Because he's probably getting, and I don't know her and I don't know the situation, so I don't want to insinuate, but a lot of the times people get one side of the
story.
Situation. Yeah. So when his son gets older, it's like, but dad, did you fight for me? And so he's right. But a lot of times you're just like, oh, I don't feel like dealing with this. You know I'm doing my best, but sometimes the kids don't understand. And it's just really sad that that happens still to this day.
And I think that's when you go, and I'm not saying you haven't, not diving into your business that way. Mm-hmm. But for those who don't know you can go get court orders for that.
Yeah.
You know you can go and say, I want to spend, you know, my child should, it's like dual custody, and my child should spend this much time with me. And those are those assigned times that you were talking about. You know, I think Kamisha was talking about, well, he hasn't been forced to do that. Mm-hmm. But when you get into those situations where either parent is being the difficult parent because of the relationship, as Janae was saying, that the two parents are having, somebody does have to step in and say, not on my watch.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
You know how, what's the guy from Baby Boy, Jody? Uh-huh. I want to see my son a bit.
Yeah, you got to get like that.
Just like that's how it is. But because I feel like, what did Kamisha say? You were an entrepreneur, a serial entrepreneur. Did I make that up?
She said that.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
So because you do so many things, like how do you balance work and fatherhood? Because me being in corporate America, I feel like a lot of those men, they put work first. And that's just me looking outside in. They'll spend like all day working, go home and keep working. And then the mom is like, are you going to help with the kids or
not? Right,
no?
Right.
So.
Yeah.
I would say for sure earlier in my career, yeah, I mean, it was business first, you know. I won't say, well, yeah, overall, I felt like it was first. I spent definitely more time working than enjoying my fatherhood, you know. I mean, we did enjoy the time that we spent, but it wasn't. I didn't have the, even though I was an entrepreneur, I still was like, kind of like a slave to my business, you know, like it was all the time. It never was turned off. It was, you know, so, you know, growing out of that and finding out that I can free up my time, you know, I don't have to be like working on my business every day.
Yeah.
Then, you know, then it let me see where, you know, I can be doing this, and I'd much rather be spending time in the middle of the day at the park and doing random stuff with, you know, with my kids than working. And so now, you know, that I've gotten to that place, you know, I wouldn't want it any different way.
The kids need to be at school, talking about in the middle of the day at the park.
Well, we in a panorama.
It's summertime.
You know, and that work life and family life is really a balance. And when I went through DeVos, I went through an initiative called the DeVos Urban Initiative. And one thing they taught us was about balance, because even in the industry, nonprofit and mentorship and speaking, you can just get caught up in all of that stuff. And I'm helping someone else's children, but I'm not helping my own, and I'm not spending time with my own family. So we always, and that comes through mentorship, that even me being a mentor, someone had to mentor that and bring that point into me that balance was important. And that doesn't mean I go get my TLC girls and say, we're going to hang out with my girls. I'm still working with my TLC girls there too, you know? So you do have to get that. Don't feel bad about it, but for all the entrepreneurs out there, I know you're trying to make it. I know you guys trying to get your, you know, get your hustle on, get on that Forbes list, but balance it. You can't get the time back with your husband, your wife, and your kids.
Yeah.
You just can't.
Yeah.
Cannot. Who trying to get on the Forbes list?
Most people.
Most people trying to get on the Forbes list. You didn't know that was the latest and the greatest? Everybody's trying to get on that Forbes list?
I mean, growing up, I felt like it was like.
To be under the radar.
Yeah, I'm not trying to get to the Forbes list. I don't need people knocking on my door. Well,
I want to get on there.
You want to get on there?
Yeah.
Doing what?
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, you're not there yet. I'm joking. This is how I banter with Charity, because she's trying to be funny. But you, Charity already knows. First of all, Charity, you think I'm so popping, you're trying to manage me.
I actually declined. I said 15-15 marketing not
she
going
to manage me, period, because she know I would be her top client.
How did this conversation move from Ron King to Misha?
It always is about Kim K.
That's usually how it happens.
Usually how it goes.
Let's be clear. Like, y'all, like, come on now.
Oh my God.
Come on now. Well, but I did want to say this since we were talking about, because he's not going to toot his own horn, and y'all always say that I toot mine, so toot, toot. Mm-hmm. I'll toot his horn. So we were talking about balancing work life as an entrepreneur and having kids. Mm-hmm. And if Charity did follow Ron, I know everybody else at this table does, you would see. Dig. You would see that what I've noticed about him, because we've been friends for over 20 years, what I've noticed about him, and I do know his situation, is that if you did actually look at his stories and stuff, he shows more of his kids than he even shows his businesses.
Right.
Like, it's kid. Like, if you didn't know him, you're like, oh, like, he's always with his kids. So it is pretty dope. And it's not like, you know, some people use a kid or a dog to, like, to get girls. It's not that. Like, he's really with his kids.
To get girls.
You know, yeah, they'll be like, if they're a single dad. Y'all have never seen that?
No, because I don't want nobody with no kids.
Like, if you have a cute kid and you're at the park, it's like, Micah, go on up there. You
know? No, I don't send him, but.
You know, it works.
But that, yeah, it works.
It works. Oh, my God, he's so cute.
Like if women feel as if the man is attentive.
Yes.
To the child.
Yes.
Then it shows, like, a different side. I saw this thing, and I don't believe this is in our notes, but it just something that I thought about. So
we're off the record.
So they were talking about being a single mom and a single dad. And this guy, probably on TikTok, said that he believes, I can't remember if it's a guy or a girl, that women or whoever need to stop saying that they're single moms if they have an active parent.
Oh.
Do y'all agree?
No.
I've had this conversation.
I don't agree. So, like, if me and Ron have children and we're not together. He's active. I'm active. I'm really not a single parent.
Okay, but you're a single. Essentially, right now you are. You are single.
No, I'm not a single parent. Because
you're single as far as you're divorced.
Yes, but so, Joe takes.
He's very active.
He's active. Right. So I'm not. I can't classify myself as a single mom because the connotation, you know, that goes along with that is that I have no help.
Okay, so you're just a co-parenter.
Yes.
Okay.
You should say I co-parent.
Mm. Okay.
What do you think?
Yeah.
You agree?
No, I totally agree because I had this conversation with Micah's mom and I was like, what? You know, she posted like single mom, or I forget how it came up, and I was like, what you mean single mom? I'm here.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm right here.
Yeah.
We live like blocks away from each other.
Yeah.
So, you know, although we didn't work as a couple, you know, we're definitely there co-parenting. You know, we go out of town.
Together.
Take the kid out of town. So, you know, I wouldn't say that you're single. You're single.
Right.
You know, but you're not a single parent.
Gotcha.
That's a good thought. Somebody needs to come up and
I'm not a single parent. You know, I'm not out there like, I got my, you know, like he has a capable, able mother. That's.
Somebody, Ron, maybe you need to brand that. Somebody needs to change.
Someone
needs to change the narrative because we've always used single mom to mean that there was
No father. Just
there was no father in the right. person's life. So how do we hashtag when there is a parent,
co-parent,
either a mom or a dad in that those children's life? I think that's something that
I think it's already called co-parenting, yeah.
But it's people don't use that.
They don't use it, but I feel yeah. like they need to. And we have to get. I said this earlier. We have to get to a place, and I know everybody's relationship is different. Everybody cannot work together. Everybody will not be amicable. I understand that. But as it relates to the kid, the goal should be the same. The goal should be that we raise the most healthy, productive, mentally stable kid as we can. Because I feel like even with my biological father, my mom, from what I can remember, didn't dog him, like, to me. I felt like I saw his actions, and I was able to, now I've probably saw their interactions, but I was able to form my own opinion. And I feel like parents really need to get back to that.
Yeah.
If possible.
And mom had every right to dog him.
But she didn't.
And she didn't.
And so it's kind of like you look and you let the kid decide as they get older. They start to see, instead of saying your dad is trash and your mom is lazy and your mom, she want me for is her money, you know, whatever the situation. I think we need to get back to that.
It was very, and you know, the thing, it was difficult on both sides, because for me raising you guys, because I literally, Mark helped me raise.
Right, yeah, of course.
And before Mark was there, Mark is my husband.
You were a
now.
Single mom.
I was literally a single mom. But I've always said that the parents have their own relationship, and then the parent and the children have their own relationship. So I gave fathers the power, and I gave them options to be in your lives.
Right.
They chose not to.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So as Ron was stating, maybe that's what he's getting on his side from a female. I got that from fathers
right.
that did not want to be in the children's lives. So I had to turn it around, and it wasn't going to help the matter anymore. So for any mom out there that's kind of just dogging out the dad, maybe he's an absentee father. Maybe he's not paying that child support. Go to court, send him to court, get his income taxes. There's things you can do,
right?
But just to dog him out in front of the children, hold the children as hostage because you're still hostile and you cannot get past that relationship, boo, you're not going to move on in your life and right. have a That's, healthy I life agree. Until you get past your past.
Right.
Okay, I'm done.
Ooh, Charity, we need a ding, ding, ding.
No.
No, that wasn't a nugget.
Was it a nugget?
Charity is hating yeah. today.
Y'all okay, I gotta go.
But it's true. You have to get past your past.
Yeah.
It's simple, but it's very
yeah.
complex.
Yeah. Or you can just bust out their windows, Jasmine's home.
What is wrong with you?
Ron, no. Would you like to?
No.
You want to tell a story?
Tell a story, Ron?
No, I really was saying, I bust your windows out your car. They could do that. But I'm joking, ladies. Don't bust out no windows. Yeah, don't pull a lemonade like Beyonce with the bat. All that.
But I feel like Kamisha has a past. Ron, would you like to elaborate?
You know, key cards and bust out windows. I mean, lights, front door lights, and other things.
Oh, wow.
Put sugar in gas tanks. We talked about that on the other episode.
I didn't know you even did that.
I did.
Oh. You're insane.
Brown sugar. I was supposed now, to she was, sugar,
but you were
brown.
20, right?
I was 19, 20.
What side of the family did that come from, Doc? You
know, that's my mom. No, it came from the Jackson side of the family.
I have.
It is. Thank you. Thank you. That's the Jackson side.
Hold up.
Because the trailer
disclaimer,
side.
She's not going to bring that foolishness over here and that craziness. Because I have never, I don't go for a fight. You. I didn't call for you, don't come after me, but I don't go after a
no,
fight.
No, no, it's no, no, no. Exactly. We need to have a pause.
Not with a guy.
Not with a guy. Mom, you fight anybody if you felt disrespected.
Thank you. Yeah.
If my Mama mother fight. Felt disrespect, now let me tell
she's
you.
She's flipping
I
tables.
Myself.
She's flipping tables.
She in her past, she will go toe-to-toe. And even so
before Christ.
But even a little after Christ, you just not gonna run over June Evans. And I'm going to say you're not going to run over Charity, Janae, or Kamisha. We just exhibited in different ways.
Me and Mom like to fight. We fight.
No.
Mom won't cuss you out.
No. I am not.
In the name of Jesus, I'll cut. My mom won't cuss you out, but she won't even need to cuss you out.
But the thing is, it's no fear. Like my,
she don't have fear.
I was in a relationship once where I was continually told that I was going to be killed. I had to ride a bus. I really was this single mom. I didn't have a vehicle. I had to catch the Ramona 15 for all those in Singing Hills. I had to catch the Ramona 15, then transfer, and a lot of different things that I kept getting these threats, you know, that I'm going to kill you on the bus stop. Mm. And I said, you know what? Meet me on the block. Yep. Just kill me. Right. Kill me on the bus stop.
The block.
I want you to do that. It's just that fighter comes out of you when you're trying to defend yourself.
Fight or flight. Yep.
It's fight or flight. And then when you're children, you guys remember when we were walking with Tom and y'all were very young.
I don't remember.
Oh, it was a van full of men, and they pulled up and they opened the door, and I had all five of my kids, and we were in the middle of kind of between
construction sites,
and there was nowhere to go. We didn't have cell phones, and they opened that door, and I told my kids to run, and it was this big brick run.
She picked it up.
It was a big, and I picked it up, and I say, come for me if you want to. And they looked at me, they looked startled, closed that van door, and hiked.
We almost got kidnapped.
Oh, wow. Our has been kidnapped a couple times, though.
Yes, you have, honestly. Yeah.
But then they probably look at me, and they're probably like,
we don't want her. I did not know we almost got kidnapped. We didn't want to talk about it today, but I almost got kidnapped leaving 5 a.m. theater a couple weekends ago.
Okay. Go ahead and tell them what happened. We're going to go ahead and call this a Misha moment.
Yes! Ding, ding, ding!
Girl!
Like, we don't why won't you give me my buzzes? Anyway, so I thought I told you this. But we were leaving. Shout out my boys, whatever. Y'all that own 5 a.m. Theater, you know you are. Probably not watching. But anyway, Jana, my best friend, and I, we were leaving this place called 5 a.m. Theater. Had a blast. And it was like, I don't know, literally 4 o'clock in the morning. And so we were getting in an Uber. And it was a Caucasian lady, I would say like mid-50s. And obviously, we had been out all night. And so, you know, whatever. So we get in there, and we're coming to Addison. 5 a.m. Theater is in Dallas. What, close to?
Downtown.
It's like downtown.
Police station downtown. So imagine, you're leaving downtown, supposed to get on 35 going north. This woman, when we look up, about 10 minutes later, we're passing the Dallas Zoo. Baby. Let me tell you what Misha did. Oh, since we're talking about fighting. So I look at Jana, and I was like, Jana. I was like, where are we at? Because, like, we're literally passing the Dallas Zoo. By the time I look up, we passed Bishop Arts, all that. So I asked the lady where we were going, and she's all, I don't know. Like, I thought the address, because we were going to my best friend's address. Mm-hmm. When I look at her phone, that's not the address that's in there. It's a Dallas address. Mm-hmm. So she's taking us to Oak Cliff. She decides to turn into an abandoned parking lot. That's when Fight or Flight came out. I said, give me your phone. She wouldn't give it to me. I snatched her phone from her cord that shows the thing, and I held it the entire time. I said, if they texting you, telling you where to drop us off at, I got it. And then, of course, she was just like, okay, what do you want me to do? And I said, put your foot to the pedal right now. And I told her where to go. I made her roll down the windows. Jana rolled down her window. I checked the child lock. And come to think of it, Janae told me, why didn't you just go to Charity's house? But in that moment,
why didn't you just go somewhere else?
Well, yeah, she should have just drove us back downtown instead of all the way to Addison. But I was just so mad. I had that woman's phone the whole time. And I talked to her so crazy. I said, play me if you want to.
They reported play me. Her.
I don't. Oh, yeah, she got reported, period. Yeah, you were. So I'm not the one to kidnap. That's that. If you're trying to kidnap people.
Okay.
Hold up.
That's nuck probably what you was thinking.
Yeah, nuck if you buzz.
So with that, though, Sirwan, what do you think about that? What do you think about women being out there late at night?
Oh, God.
What's your thoughts on that?
Judge Patty.
That's what we got a guy in the room for. Okay. We got a male in the room.
He's a promoter.
But I understand. Well,
I mean... You know, it is dangerous to be out that late. You know, I think women, what y'all do that men don't do, and some men I guess maybe do, but y'all, what's dangerous is y'all pull up to the place at 3 o'clock, sit in the car, figure out makeup or do whatever you're doing, texting, and you ain't looking. You're not looking around. Like I was raised to keep my swivel. I look at all the mirrors. I'm constantly, if we stopping, I'm doing it like subconsciously. I'm not, there's no way you're gonna sneak up on me.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But women, you know, y'all just pull up, it'd be 4 o'clock. Y'all just like, it's like,
yeah.
Like, y'all don't think nothing gonna happen.
Right.
And it does.
Right.
And it happens in the car a lot. You know, you're just sitting in the car unlocked, you know, y'all just in there talking and kikiing and whatnot. Yeah. And then, so, I think if you mind your P's and Q's, I tell, like, I'm a advocate of Uber. I know Uber can be kind of
janky
sometimes for, I guess, a single woman. I guess I'm not that, so I don't feel that same way. But for the most part, you can get in and out very quickly. Like, that's what I, you know, parking and having to park way down the street, and you walk into your car at 4:30 in the morning, and it's three blocks away. I wouldn't feel comfortable doing that, right? Mm-hmm. So I surely wouldn't think, you know, some woman would, mm-hmm. or women, you know, together. So I mean, I think you know, minimizing opportunities for people to, you know, to get you would be important. So like going home before
the club closes.
Right. I don't understand why anybody stays so late. Like, if you're by yourself.
No, I can't act like, I mean, after hours are, you know.
That's the thing.
You can't have
that
fun.
Is not a thing in Dallas.
Five Inch Theater had like 2,000 people in there
last
night. It
just opened, though. We haven't always been like
okay.
that.
Okay, well, Ecstasy and all the other places. A lot of people, what you don't understand, because you really weren't partying like that because you was in school, so you weren't here in the nightlife. We've been doing this 20 years.
So where was you going after hours?
I was,
Freeze. Ron said pause. Ron said he's gonna pause.
Okay. No, I'm just saying, like, after hours, Ecstasy, V Live, like, it's been
strip
a thing.
Club,
strip,
I mean,
yeah.
Whatever you want to do. I personally didn't like, I never have liked going to the strip club after the club. It always takes something from me.
Yeah, no,
like,
seriously.
Like money, energy,
drama.
Some kind of something. Something happens. I lost my phone.
Right.
I have my keys. Right. Something.
So you don't like strip clubs at all?
I don't like them for that reason. Now, okay. if I go to one, like if celebrating something,
right.
And it's just like I'm not really going because I'm trying to see women right. with no clothes on.
Right.
It's just more like
it's something to do.
Man, we kicking it.
Yeah. Right.
You know, and it's. I could have been showering, you know, some random person outside, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, and that's not a norm, but you know, like, yeah, I'm over the strip club, but.
Hey, yo, scratching of the hand. Scratching of the hand.
Ball-headed lie. That's for Martin.
Ball-headed lie.
I'm over it, though.
He did start scratching his hand, though. Ball-headed lie. All right.
No. But the thing is, any ride share that you have, we all know that even though you know you're going to have a ride share, you should not be to the point of intoxication that you are not, you don't know where you are for a moment.
Now that I agree with.
And luckily that night we were not. Like, we were not at all.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. So even, I remember being in the car with Charity a lot when we used to travel back in the day. And she would get very upset because I would follow the rideshare driver. And you say, Mom, why are you doing that? I said, because
on your app?
On the app, got my own map open. I'm looking what they do.
But she would have it playing like
while
take a right.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's unnecessary. No, I learned not to do that. But what they knew is I'm very conscious and I'm gonna ask you questions and Misha, I'm glad that you were able to do that. Sounds like it was a little late, but hey, look, better late than never. But, you know, all I'm saying is everybody be careful out there.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, speaking
about... I do have a question about staying out late, though.
Yeah.
Would you date a girl? I mean, just being a promoter, I know the answer to this, but, like, because that's been your lifestyle and that's what pays your bills and stuff like that, honestly, the girl that's at every... sidebar every Sunday, level every Sunday, all the spots that you do. Like, if you saw her every weekend and you didn't know, it's not a chick that like, you've known or whatever, would you be like, oh, I'm gonna take her serious? Like, would you date a girl that's always out?
Mm.
No, okay. Because obviously you're there because that's how you pay your bills. It's part of your business.
But what if she, devil's advocate, I understand why he's saying it, but what if she's there because she's trying to get chose?
Yeah, she's a single girl.
She's going to the club. Do you still, is that not normally the case? I don't club.
Well, I mean, that might be her reason, but I just don't. If you're in the club, the same amount of time I am.
Yeah, and you're being paid to be there.
I'm being paid to be there.
Yeah. Wait. Yeah. So, hold on. You saying if you see the same girl out mm-hmm. every weekend, mm. same places, that's a turnoff.
Essentially, yes. That's what he's saying.
I'm not saying it's a turnoff. It's just that that's not somebody who I'm going to be pursuing.
What button are you trying to hit? He'll do the whole smash and pass.
Smash and pass.
No, listen. you wouldn't date her seriously.
Why she put you out there like that?
No, I'm being for real. Like, that's not somebody you would take home to meet your kids and your mom and dad. But it might be a chick that, like, you know.
But what if she is just enjoying herself?
Right. That's how most men think. I'm telling you.
I'm not saying that she wasn't. Like, she could full well be enjoying herself. And that's fine, but you know, that's just not.
He wants somebody that's at the Potter's house
for
Sunday.
For the record,
and knitting clothes, and he ain't doing none of that.
For the record, I wouldn't want to date a man who's always in the club,
right?
Or always out.
That's not your life at all.
Okay, right.
You know,
right.
But what if that's the person's means of meeting people?
Right.
That's why I just asked.
Right.
And it possibly could be, but for him, he feels like, and I honestly, because I feel like Kamisha's probably dealt with this. I'm putting her business out there.
No,
like, people who feel like she's working in the club, mm-hmm. they're like, oh, you always in the club, so you always out.
They think I'm a party girl.
Right. Yeah. So it's like, that's not what they want.
Right. But then they get to know me and they're like, oh, like, you're a real businesswoman. You know what I'm saying?
You're really working.
But outside looking in, it's like, I know this is what she does for a living and she's always done this, but it's like, you know, they just all automatically label me as a party girl. I'm the same way, like, I take myself out of the situation. Mm. If I didn't know Ron and DeVille and, you know, Dre and everybody, and I was a customer and I was always going and stuff, I'd be like, I'm not dating a promoter. Because first of all, I know how promoters are. Promoter men, not women.
Oh.
So, and I'm not saying you, but I know how promoter men
are. She putting y'all all together.
No, let's keep it a buck. I know how promoter, Ron, come on. Don't leave me hanging.
Ron, I know deny promoter, till you die.
Man, please.
Oh, I have the luxury of not having to deny nothing.
I do want to jump in on another point. Misha, you asked him a question. Janae, he answered the question. That's how he feels, and that was
right.
good.
Yeah.
So, but the second thing is, when the question is asked, would you date someone? Not just date, would you marry someone? And then, at what age do we stop going to clubs? I mean, like the club. I'm not talking about going to see jazz and different things like that. At what age? Number one, do we stop being intoxicated?
Whoa.
Mom,
whoa.
If y'all can say it, I can ask it. I'm asking a legitimate question. At what age do we stop being intoxicated? We can't blame it on our 20s anymore. At what age are we thinking that we're going to find someone in the club? And then we think after we get together, get married, and you have some babies, that the club is going to come out of them. If the club is in you, the club is in you. You got to work the club out first. So you may find someone. I'm not saying that you're not, because I already know what the clap back is going to be. You done found some people in church and they just as messed up.
Yeah.
The church is a building.
For
Christianity is in your heart.
Yeah.
So it is where you find a person is typically where you're going to find them after hours, after you get married.
It's burning.
Ron, if you could answer that question. So we're going to do it a little slower. When do you stop going to the club? At what age?
I mean, I think it depends on the person, you know, like my brother, for example, Prince was partying with me. I was dragging him to the club when I was just starting and I was underage going myself. And so he's been partying almost longer than me.
Right.
So he doesn't like,
he's over.
He
yeah, he's over it.
I mean, if he comes out, it's just because I'm in town or whatever, just random. But he's okay with staying at the house, you know. For me, I at nighttime, I have a problem with just staying still in my house. Like I be wanting to go.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't necessarily mean I could care. I could go anywhere. I could go to jazz. I could go.
Right.
I really like disco and like
you can go to Waffle House
kind of music. You know, like I don't have to go to a hip hop club. I ain't got to see. Well, I ain't gonna go there, but I mean, I like all different kinds of music and all that. So I mean, I just like to be out and network and meet people. So that's just something that I like to do.
Yeah,
I personally think that in your 40s, you should not be in the club.
Okay, but what's the club?
No, meaning like. I'm talking about, I'm not saying you can't go to no lounge.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that. Like, I'm not saying you're not going to see to see a live band.
Okay.
But the club?
Like a nightclub, like from downtown?
So it depends. Why? I think it depends on the age. Like if you're 40 and the people at said club are like 20 something, yeah, that's a little weird.
Why?
But if everybody is around the same age, I think that's fine.
If it's a melting pot, yeah.
I'm not the right person to ask because I feel like it's all a wasted experience. I would rather be doing something else than being around all these people sweating or standing looking at each other, waiting for the song to come
on. It depends where you are in your life, though.
Standing on couches.
If people are
married, never been a clubber.
Wait, if people are married, they're not. They're probably going to go to the club together, possibly.
But, or lounge or something.
Or they're going to stay home because they have each other. But if you're single, what do you want these single people to do?
To stay home, and knit, and watch Netflix?
No, you have to knit. But that? I'm not going to be in the club.
Now.
No, I'm not. I have no desire.
But you'll go to bars.
Maybe a bar.
Yeah, you'll go to a bar.
Maybe a bar, but I'm not going to the club.
You're not going to go to a nightclub.
No.
Right. But you'll go to a day party. You went to one about a month and you had a blast.
I will go to something like that, but like the club?
Yeah, okay.
That is play.
But you will go to brunch and then like a day party like you did about a month ago. And you had so much fun.
Hit me with a brunch.
Okay.
I can tell that I'm sitting at the table with single women outside of Janae that has some children. Because that
I'm
is
still
your,
technically single.
I understand, but that's kind of your form of actually getting outside, as y'all call it, going outside.
We outside.
But when you really get married and settle down and have family, then your mindset should shift. What age is the age that you start shifting? I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with y'all going to the club. I'm not condemning that. That's your lifestyle, that's your choice. But there's got to be a cutoff age.
Well, so you also asked the question, when do you stop getting drunk? I'm going to answer that one.
Okay.
What if it's not an age and it's more of what your situation is at the time? Like, if you're starting to date somebody and y'all are getting serious and you know, y'all are really dating and, you know, courting, as they say, back in
her day?
And you're serious, you know, with intent, and you're going forward, then I think at that point, that's probably a good time to lead the club along.
Yes.
But then what happens if, like, 6 months down the line, it don't work out? And,
you back.
You know, you staying at the house, and you there, and then you just like, all right, man, I got to go out. You know, and you go to the club. That don't mean you done reverted. You just,
you just feeling in time.
Right.
You're feeling in space.
I think he's right, though. It depends on where you are.
In life.
But you can't say if you want to get married, you got to stop going to the club what is that going to change?
Exactly.
Then you're just inside. How are you going to meet the people?
Exactly. And I know a lot of people being in this industry for as long as I have been, I've seen a lot of couples meet at events that we've done together, and they're still together. They got married, they have kids, and they met just being out and about. You know what I'm saying? So I see that a lot. I'm like, because we did this event, they're together. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm still single, but whatever. But I mean, also, just to answer your question, because I want Charity to answer a question about drinking, but I can say for me, I have fully, obviously you guys know that I fully retired full time from being a nightclub promoter. I still do it behind the scenes and stuff, and I book my athletes and things of that nature, but I'm not there every weekend going on now 2 years. But I that was a mental and spiritual decision that I made for myself.
Come on, like, spiritual.
No, it really was. And, you know, Mom and Janae definitely know that I was literally having panic attacks in the DJ booth. I remember one event in particular, we had booked, you know, world champion Earl Spence, shout out EJ. And it was a huge event. I had a whole lot of tables and clients in there. And I remember it was like 30 degrees outside. And we were doing this at Mr. Rich. And I stood outside for about an hour because my panic attack was that bad. And I was like, God was literally, he pushed me out of the business.
Wait.
I was physically getting sick.
Hold on. I'm sorry. This is related but unrelated. You also had a panic attack in Jamaica. So was it like...
Well, at that time, I was still doing the party. I mean, there was a lot of other stress-related things that was going on. But, like, yeah, I forgot about that.
It was the one way in, one way out in an unfamiliar place, and then just the crowd. I think
claustrophobia.
Being claustrophobic. Yeah. But as far as intoxication, okay, here's the deal. I, for me, if somebody is saying, oh, I'm going to get drunk tonight.
Right.
That, to me, would be a turnoff.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But I understand, depending on where you are in life, the type of week you may have had.
Yeah. Yep.
The level of life you in, you out. Intoxication may slip up on you.
Right.
it has slipped up on me
right.
a couple mm-hmm. of times in life.
Right.
Not that many, just a couple of times. But it just depends on where you are. Everybody doesn't drink. Everybody doesn't smoke, whatever. But I do not like when people plan to get drunk.
Like, I'm getting messed up tonight.
I feel like that's when it gets weird. You're like, are you okay?
Right.
That's not everybody's way. And I know that's not what you guys are saying of how you cope with life and stress. I've never had a drink in my life outside of a sip of a pina colada. I probably was 21 years of age. And at that moment, I just started laughing. I couldn't stop laughing. And then I couldn't remember where my shoes were. I was at work.
Off a pina colada?
No, seriously.
She tells us a story and I don't think it's true.
At that point, I said, I always have to know where I am. I don't ever want to feel like I don't know where I am. And so my mom's mom was an alcoholic. And I knew that alcoholism ran through the family. And I would tell my children, I said, every generation, people don't believe in this because this is June Speaks. Everybody know I'm a minister, so I got to go there. Every generation, the enemy looks for another generation to pull into alcoholism. So I tried, you know, I do that with my kids. So I don't, there's other ways to have fun outside of intoxication and drinking. I'm not knocking people who drink. I'm not. That's your choice. Christian people drink. You know, wine is in all through the Bible. I'm not knocking. Don't come for me.
You're saying excessive drinking, Mom.
I'm just saying excessive drinking, you know, over drinking, and those are looking for fun. Are you thinking it's fun just because you are intoxicated? Or you're trying to fill in voids in your life?
Right.
Just make sure that's not the reason.
But yeah. Ron, what I do want to talk about is we've already touched on a little bit of dating. How do you feel about, I don't know if you ever partook in this, online dating right now?
You do it on Instagram.
You don't like it?
No, I really don't. I mean, Instagram.
Like DMs, that's online.
No, I really use Instagram as just like communication. Like instead of getting her number, I'm going to get her Instagram. Because if I put a number in my phone,
you're not going to remember who it is.
Yeah. I'm not going to know who it is. And it's awkward to be like, can you?
Right. Send a picture. Right.
Right.
So it's just easier to get an Instagram. But I don't go like looking on Instagram and then like, oh, let me slide.
Like, okay.
That's just. Well, if I don't know her already, then I'm not going to slide in her DM.
How do you feel about women shooting their shot?
I think that's great.
Has it happened to you?
Yeah.
Okay. What was the approach? How did she do it? Take us there.
Sounds like you're trying.
No, it's like
not in his DM, but you're trying to figure out the approach.
Oh, I don't need to figure out an approach.
Oh.
Period.
Main character. Main character energy.
What was the question?
How have women shot their shot with you?
Oh, I mean, just, you know, DM, in person. I mean, like, you know, recently it was because of Micah, you know.
They'll see me
with Micah and they'll be like, you was just so good with your kids. And we just got to get together and do a kid date. And I'll be like,
I know what that means. Yeah.
But, I mean, that's cool too. Like, why not? Why shouldn't I enjoy, you know, having... I mean, I'm not going to introduce my kid to a plethora of women just going around. So, no, I wouldn't naturally do that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it sounds good. You know, it looks cool, you know.
I have a question because I saw this thing and men were saying, the guy was like, what men like. Mm. And he said, surprisingly, that men don't receive compliments from women in the same way that women receive compliments from men. And so a lot of times women don't be like, oh, you look so handsome today. Or I feel like women might say, oh, you smell good, you know, or maybe I'm just a flirt. But you know what I mean?
No, I love when men smell good.
Yeah.
Well, for sure, when we hear that, I mean, yeah, we don't get it probably as much, you know, but because it's like, you know, men's supposed to do all of that. We're supposed to do all of it.
Right.
We're supposed to be, you know, we do everything. But, but I mean, no, I think it's pleasant surprise, you know, like, I mean, that's how I test my cologne or any kind of thing, you know, something I might throw on. If I get a compliment, then I'm like, all right, well.
That one works.
That shirt works, you know.
Right.
You know. I would say, yeah.
What you wearing right now? Some Issey Miyake, is that how you say it? Some Versace blue? What do all those men wear?
Something from the lab.
I forget. It's new. I just got it. I forget the name.
I know what it is.
Nah, I really.
Ron being those women.
It's It's Perfume de Marley.
That sound like that's from Neiman Marcus. That sounds expensive. Okay, money, y'all. Okay, so I believe
ladies, he got money.
Are you single?
Yes.
Okay, ladies, he is single. He smells good. He goes to Neiman Marcus. Okay,
he has nice skin.
We are not putting Ron on the.
Why are you blocking?
Why are you blocking?
Why are you blocking?
Why are you blocking?
Just say no.
No, he has nice skin. Okay. Look, he's well put together. Okay. He's single.
Down. Okay. Back up.
See?
Ron, actually, go ahead and give him your Instagram. What's your Instagram? What's your Instagram name?
I'm going to put it on. King underscore Ron Dallas.
Bam. Slide in his DMs because he claimed he don't get a lot.
And you do not have to go through Misha OA.
But look, hold on. Let me be straight up. I'm not looking for nothing. So, because I'm really focused. So, you know,
he might take you to get some meat.
I do.
Summer is almost over. My son, I'm going to have to start taking to school in the mornings.
Oh right.
And getting up early and doing all of that. So I just don't see how I'd be able to.
You know what? Ron just bailed all the way back. I mean, he backpedaled all the way out.
I mean, well, Kamisha blocked everyone. No. Honestly, because obviously, y'all know this. I have two male best friends, Jimmy and Ron. And we talk every day. I do know that I just commended him on being honest. And he was like, I'm not intentionally dating right now because he's very busy.
So you know how you always try to put me with my best friend, Jordan? Right.
But that's
so
different, why though. Don't, why don't me y'all and Ron have dated. Right. It's different. You and Jordan.
Don't you do it.
Why aren't y'all dating?
Well, okay. See, I knew she's going to be messy.
Why aren't y'all dating?
She's going to be messy.
Charity said it. No, I'm not turning my mic off.
Can I do this?
Oh, my God.
I want two mics.
Two
so I met Ron when Kamisha was like in her 20s and 19. She brought him to the house, right? And he was coming up the steps and
with a bouquet of roses.
And I said, Mark, I see horns coming out of his head like devil horns. I said, he is the devil from the pit of hell.
Yes. And she used to tell me that story, all the time.
Run those story. But then, you know, that didn't work out for them. And then Misha just had a crack up moment and did some crazy stuff. And then I realized she was crazy.
He broke my heart. And let's be real.
She was a whore. But Ron, tell the story of what your mom said about Misha. Really, I want to do it. Go ahead.
His mama liked me, so let's not do that.
No, go ahead.
So, you know, so Misha.
Mind y'all, again, this was college.
This was college or whatever. So she came to my parents' house. And she had some real short shorts on. Like
cheeks.
Like little short, like the little split, like little shorts. Something that you would wear in your house.
Right.
So she had that little walk.
Tiptoe?
So when she came in my house, she came in there with that on and she just walked by my dad and my mom. My mom was like, uh-uh.
You didn't speak? No, it wasn't that. It was just the fact that, like, I had this big, bubbly personality, and I walk in, and I'm all sashy. Y'all know how I walk.
I don't think it was the personality.
Well, the thing is, mom, like, at this, so I have a brother, and that's it. It's just two boys. So if we bring in any girl in the house,
right,
my mom's going to, like, look and try to figure out, you know? And we rarely brought girls to the house anyway. So it was kind of, like, different, you know? But I think I was living at the house during that time.
Yeah.
So it was like,
I came over to meet them, whatever, hang out, go to the pool, and it was in short shorts.
Yeah, it was in short shorts. So even my dad was like,
your dad was looking.
My dad looked.
I know, but no, he thought I was cute for him. Like, okay. Oh, that son, that's you, that's you. And then the mama was like, Hold on.
Don't talk about my mama.
No.
Shaka.
No, I wasn't saying it in that way.
Shaka.
I was.
Boy, you know, boys and they moms.
Oh, I forgot. What'd you
say? All she did is just identified.
She identified.
Short.
But she never said nothing about my character, type of woman I was. It was just like outside looking in. She's like, Ron, what is she wearing in my home?
Yeah, okay. She didn't know all of that other stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's unfortunate y'all did not work out. However, Ron, have you ever met someone, this can be like our wrap-up question, met someone that you thought, I don't know if you've been engaged or thought you could get engaged to?
Me.
And, like, what is the light switch for, I don't know, you can't speak for all men, but for men to know, like, this is the one. Because they can be dating somebody, like, 4 years and then they never get married. You can date somebody for 2 months and then a man's like, lover.
I really, I can't speak for everybody, but it seems like for men, we have to be mature enough to know when we're at that point.
Okay.
Like, so we might think we're at that point. Like, right. I might love her and think I'm in love and I want this and I want that, but I'm really not there. I'm not mm-hmm. I'm not at that point. And I've been in that scenario where I thought that, you know, this would definitely be the kind of person I would marry, but I never went directly towards that. Like now, if I, you know, find somebody that, you know, I'm going to immediately know it. I feel like I'm going to know. Like,
is it a characteristic or?
I think it's more to it. I think it's energy. Okay. Like the energy is related. I think, you know, like alignment, like all of that is important. It's not just surface level. Like, oh, she's you know, she's cute. Fine.
Right.
And then, oh, she's smart. Oh, she got some money. Okay, cool. No, it's just like, it's just got to be that person. And when it's that person, then especially like, I feel like since I'm not chasing the person, like right. I get to, you know, I get to find it, identify it when I on my terms. So,
yeah.
So I see who I'm dealing with, who I want to deal with. And it works, then it works. And then I know that's okay, well, I'm going in. Like, yeah. This is what I'm full stream ahead.
Yeah.
This is what I want. This yeah. is what my intent is. You know, and if she's with that, then I know.
So the short answer is men have to be mature enough to know. That's
yeah.
what you're saying.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think an immature man can make the right decision.
Yeah.
Because You don't know what you mean. You think you know, but you
okay.
Don't really know.
But the scenario I gave when a guy will date somebody 2 years, nothing happens, but then get out of that relationship and date somebody for a couple months, and then all of a sudden they're engaged.
Yeah. Because
you're saying they matured in that time
in that relationship. They found out what they did wrong, what they could have worked on, what they didn't like, what they did like. Unfortunately, but that's what sometimes you know. What's that saying? Iron sharpens iron. It's like both people. I think both people would leave those relationships, no, being in a better scenario. Okay, well, I know I ain't talking to this kind of dude no more.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, or vice versa. So,
and it's I think women sometimes are perplexed by that, but I think what happens is a woman knows that she's wasted her time. Like, I think sometimes we feel like, okay, I put in all this time, that means he's gonna marry me. But you know that there's something that's off. And then I think it goes to Ron's point. It probably is maturity. Of course, I'm not a man, but it's just more like, I think what he said is alignment. It's literally, I don't want to say a spark, but it's like, oh, this person's my friend. Oh, this person's kind of chill. Oh, this is her real personality. Oh, she loves my kids. I think all those things come into alignment.
Yeah.
And it just works.
A light switch goes off. And I do think that, like, him being not a single dad, but being a father of two boys now, you do think differently from what I noticed of you, is that like he's not just dating a date. Like, you have to like kids, you know, maybe right. want to maybe have some more kids once he gets married, whatever. So it's not just about Ron anymore. So also dating, I've dated men with children. They are different than guys that don't have kids, that have no responsibilities, and they do think differently. And just men of a certain age. I think once they hit 35-ish, you know, they, yeah, well,
sure,
you're right.
Said no.
You're right.
So let's go from, I'm going to say Janae's age is 25, 28. From 28 to in your 40s, maybe.
Oh, I remember.
Out of all of those years, there's never been one person you thought could have worked out of all of the women you've dated.
He said yes.
Yeah.
You said Janae's age. I'm not 28. Yeah,
I was talking about Janae's age. Would you tell your children?
Sorry. Janae, my age limit that I give my kids.
Yeah, okay. So, because the reason I asked the question is because there's so many single women out there, and then women are spending so much time with men. And I've always told my daughters, it doesn't take a man but a moment to know whom he's going to marry. And for all of you out there that y'all engaged and y'all know y'all engaged and y'all still dating women, your wedding is the next day, shame on you. You know who you are. I'm just saying, I think I would love to see people, and I just love for people to be honest. You got women who really want to be married.
Right.
And I feel like that there are men who are just out
wasting
there,
their time.
Waste they're wasting women time knowing that they have no desire to be married. And how much sex is going to be enough sex for you? If you go from this bed, to that woman, your hearts are being connected to as one, and you can't break away from that person trying to go over to this person, and you've now just taken away somebody's 5 years or 2 years.
Or like mom always says, they take away their childbearing years.
For all the... For all the women, stop wasting your childbearing years. If that click, as Ron has said, and I know you're talking about yourself, I've had this conversation with men most of the time. Oh, we just know. If he just knows and he can know, as Charity just said, in 3 months, 6 months, you've given him 2 years.
Depending on the age.
If you're young and you're still in college, that's something totally different. Right. Yeah. But a 40-year-old woman still dating somebody for 5 years, girl.
I wish I would.
Girl. Yeah, that's kind of what I was going to say. It's like, I think, you know, I heard we say, like, you know, if you're single, a lot of women are single and they're older and they're single and they devoted time to a man and they gave him all this time. And I'm like, well, you shouldn't have. You know, like, I mean, and I mean that because it's like, we don't like, it's like, you gotta, if you don't know going into it and you don't feel that, then if you don't feel it, it's fine. You don't feel it. Like I've been turned down. Like I've been talking to somebody and she wasn't feeling the way I was dealing with her. Right. Like she wanted to date faster. I wasn't dating faster enough for her. She wanted me to come up with all these dates. I wasn't trying to do all that.
Right.
So when she told me that, she was like, well, I gotta, you know, I can't do this. Cool. That's fine. Yeah. That is cool. I wish you all the luck because, you know, I'm not going to be forced to do that either. You know, and then we'd be faking it for all these years.
Right.
And I also feel like, maybe I'm wrong for saying this, but a lot of women, the thing is you got to get married. It doesn't even really say that in the Bible. It says if you gotta be with somebody.
You ready to have that Bible?
If you gotta be with somebody, then you get married. But it didn't say. Well, hold on. But I'm just saying.
We're gonna hear you
it
out.
It didn't say go get married.
He's actually right. That is a debate that's going on in Shade Room. He's actually right.
No,
it does not say anywhere go get married.
No, what I think the point that he's also trying to make is a lot of times. Women know where their men are as far as marriage. If you're going to somebody and you're talking to them and say, oh, I want to be married, and he's not taking you to look for rings, and he's like, you know, putting it off, that is your clue. He will let you stay if you're doing all these things.
You cleaning, you having his babies.
Or just even if he feels like he's fine with just the pace of the relationship, he's telling you essentially he's not ready. And then women still like, well, okay, I'm going to love him.
Yeah.
Enough. I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
I can do this. I can be this type of woman. I can, I'm going to cook for him. I'm going to clean his house. Girl, I wish again.
It is very rare that you can, I would say, at least in my experience, that you can morph into some other woman that's going to make me go a step further.
But that's what women think.
But you, exactly. Which goes back to the point, you know, when the stars align, what it is.
Yeah. Okay, so Ron, here we go. Because you know when you bring in God, we got to go to the scripture. Hebrews 13:4 said, marriage is honorable among all and the bed is undefiled. But fornicators and adulterers God will judge. God says as marriage is honorable, that it is worthy of honor according to the word of God.
Oh, was that in the New or Old Testament?
I'm being serious.
I just said this is, but she knows it.
Are you going to answer the question?
I'm going to answer the question. I said Hebrews, but if you don't know what Hebrews is, then you don't know
part,
the book of the Bible.
These are the books of the Bible.
You know the books of the Bible.
I have to get there, but I'm saying the Old Testament, they said that's the old law. So we're not going to go there?
All I'm saying is that's why we're in the state that we're in right now, is because people are just jumping from bed to bed and person to person.
I didn't mean that you don't have to get married. You can go jump from bed to bed. I'm saying you can be, if you're working on yourself or you got, you know, you got yourself as your goal right now, that's okay. Like,
oh, no.
You know,
that's
and if
fine.
It takes you until you're 50 to figure out.
But you shouldn't be dating if you're working on yourself. Because marry.
I don't think you should be dating and you haven't figured yourself out, which is like me. Like right now, I'm not really dating because I'm trying to get my situation, what I'm doing and my comfortability and that's my good. Schedule, all that yeah. together before I bring in some other,
right.
you know, something that's pulling from that. Because mm-hmm. I'm gonna have to give energy to that and give equal energy. I mean, I can't just be stringing her along. Mm-hmm. So I want to be fair. So until that point, I'm not looking.
But so men, that's what they need to hear. You need to get to that point. He knows I can't factor in a woman in a relationship right now because she's only going to get probably 5% of me. So a lot of men will get into relationships knowing in their head, I don't really see myself getting married for another 4 or 5 years, but I want this girl. I don't want nobody else to have her. So it's more about, I want this chick, but she's over here thinking, I'm going to get a ring. But it comes with maturity. Ron now knows I'm not ready for that. So if she cool with just, he's very direct, he's very blunt. He lets him know, look, I ain't talking about nothing. We can go eat, we can kick it, we can watch a movie. But he's very honest. And then if a woman, he's giving the women a chance to make an opportunity to choose. And she can be like, I'm down with that, I'm cool. Or she can be like the other girl and be like, that's not what I want. And she wouldn't, you know, go find yeah. something else.
And I think
that's, so it's a level of maturity.
And I think it's honest, and I appreciate that. I'm just saying, I was just correcting the scripture. You said it wasn't in the Bible, so I had to tell you it was in the Bible.
But what you read wasn't what I was saying.
The whole thing about the beginning of creation was husband and a wife. It's a family's type of mode. And that's where we're falling. That's where we are right now. It's because people don't want to be married, but they want...
Privileges.
Men want the benefits of marriage without the responsibility of marriage. Mm. And women think if I give men wifely and I perform wifely duties to men, that's going to show them that I'm good enough to marry. It's not working.
Okay, well.
How is that working for you? The whole thing, and that's why that's a whole different type of conversation, but biblically it really is God's intent for there to be marriage.
Because in the Bible it didn't say baby mama, baby daddy.
But it also said don't lay in the bed when your wife is on her period. So y'all be picking and choosing a bunch of stuff, but we're not going to go there today.
We're not going there today.
Because we had a great talk with Ron. Yeah, I love that for us. Yeah, I love that. Did you enjoy yourself?
I did. I didn't know that one. I didn't know that one.
Thanks for being our first major guest.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, tell them again how they can find you or your businesses or you know, whatever you want
to say. I'm on Instagram, King_RonDallas. My promotional company is called The Throne Group, same name on Instagram. We do Thursdays at Harlow, Sundays at Sidebar.
Let's go.
I've got Airbnbs, my listings are on my link on my Instagram, so you can go and got some downtown and some in Oldies, Dallas.
Yep.
Check them out.
Yeah. And the Airbnbs are so cute, and they have themes and all that stuff. And it's he put a lot of, energy into
it. And don't listen to Misha, ladies.
I will say this. Ron is a great guy, great dad. He'll be a great husband. He's a great best friend to me. And y'all don't know.
Okay.
And
I
will end with this. What I told Kamisha some 20-something years ago, I do not believe that about you. And I have watched you over the years. I really have. I watched
him. Oh, when you called him a devil.
When I called him.
Okay.
I said he was in the prime. He was in college, you know, so it was a little bit
Ron was a dog back then.
So, but all I'm saying is he is amazing. He's family to us. He really is family to us. He's a great guy. I appreciate you. I respect you. I respect you as a man. I respect you as a father. I respect your honesty at this table. So I really appreciate you. Just much love for you.
I feel like she already said that in the beginning.
She loves Ron.
She loves Ron. Maybe Ron will be in the family. But hey, we're going to go ahead and get out of here. I am the Charity E.
I am Janae.
I am Misha 08.
And that's Ron down there. But we out of here. Bye.
Bye.